You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. They are best friends, and they also happen to be home renovation experts. And this combo helped land them their own television show on HGTV. I am talking about Clint Robertson and Luke Caldwell, better known as the Boise Boys. They are joining me live in studio to talk more about their life, their friendship, and of course, the new season of their hit show, Boise Boys. Welcome to the program. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedules.
Well, thanks for having us, Gemma.
Thanks for having us.
So you guys, and you have called yourselves the odd couple of home renovation, but talk to me about how you guys first met, because you really are opposite in a lot of ways, but you click.
Well, we look like Bert and Ernie, first off. You know?
I wasn't going to say that.
Well, it's funny because Clint and I, when we first met, he had just recently been down to Boise because his son was going to Boise State, and I was actually in the process of flipping some houses to try to make income on the side to adopt, and we just had this immediate connection. It was nothing that I think either one of us were like aspiring to. We're both type A entrepreneurs, you know, by ourselves.
Well, we had a day job each other.
Well, I was a full-time touring musician, and Clint was doing all kinds of stuff, and we just hit it off. And I don't know if you've ever had that kind of, you know, relationship with someone where you just, everything just clicked.
You just know.
Yeah. And it was really cool because we just started looking at properties together, did our first project together, and it just did extremely well. And we're like, man, there's something here. Mm-hmm.
Well, and what I think is fascinating is really both of your backstories when it comes to your families in particular, because as you said, Luke, I mean, you were a full-time musician, but then you and your wife decided you wanted to adopt. But you had to find income in order to do that.
Didn't have 35 grand laying around.
Right. Most people don't. So this was something that you started, you did a flip, right?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I knew that you could make money in real estate. I wasn't exactly sure how. But I had a buddy at the time who had done some, and he kind of walked me through the process a little bit and just bought a really junky old house at auction, and took me a long time. I didn't have a Clint in my life at that time. And so it was a school of hard knocks. But it was a good experience. Most importantly, we made nearly enough money to bring our boy home, and it really just started this process and passion for my wife and I, and really, you know, for both Clint and I. The foundation of why we do what we do is not just to make a buck, but really to provide for our families. Right. And, you know, it's been an amazing process.
And Clint, what about you? I mean, here your son comes to Boise State. I mean, looking back on that, did you think, well, first off, I'm going to end up in Boise and then I'm going to have a hit show? I mean, you know?
No, it's funny how it worked. You know, my wife and I, we met at TCU in Texas. I've always been in real estate in one form or the other, as an attorney or CPA, as a broker, you know, just contractor. Built a lot of multifamily down in Texas, and I looked down and I thought, man, my boys are 12, 10, and 8 now. Well, I haven't spent near enough time with these boys, and just out of the blue, my wife and I looked at each other and said, you know what, let's just go on sabbatical. Let's sell everything and put our finger on the map and move up in the mountains like we've always wanted to do. So we did, and we ended up in Coeur d'Alene. Mm-hmm. We're there for a few years, and then my oldest boy got the scholarship to BSU, and we thought, well, he's 16 at the time, and I'm going to just helicopter down there somewhere.
So he's like, great.
Yeah, I had a little law office up in Coeur d'Alene, and I was thinking, well, you know, we can kind of get a condo or something. We can spend a lot of time going back and forth. But once we got here,
it sucks you in.
It really does.
It does.
Boise just has that effect on you. And I'll tell you, it was really in that Goldilocks zone real estate-wise when we got here. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know this area. If this was Texas, I'd be all over, but I just don't know the area. And I think everything's providential. I believe that, Luke and I crossed paths for a reason. And Luke knew the area. He's got an amazing design eye, even though he has no formal training. And so between the two of us, we combined our abilities, and the synergy took us to a level that who'd have thought.
And so far, Luke, you and your wife, so you have two biological children. Mm-hmm. You had adopted four, but you've adopted a fifth.
We're in the process,
actually.
Yeah, we went to Eastern Europe a couple weeks ago, and we're heading back again here in a couple weeks and hoping to bring her home. But it looks like we might have to go three separate times. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a long process. But
will this kind of play out in this season at
all? I think so. They're you know, we don't really know. We don't get to watch any shows. They film a lot of stuff.
Oh, really? Oh.
No, we sit on our couch
you
at
get
night
surprised
like everybody else.
Too.
Yeah, we have no idea. And we filmed so long ago. We've been filming forever, it seems like, that we can't even remember really what's happening. But I know that they've had us talk about it, but at the same time, we never know what makes the cut and what doesn't. So,
what's the hardest thing about doing what you do in Boise and in this market? And I ask that because, as you said, Clint, when you started, this was a different real estate market than it is today.
There's a lot of financial risk. You know, Luke and I, from the show, you'd think those guys are just rolling in it. But, you know, in order to make that kind of money on a house, we have a huge back office and overhead in order to do that. So, you know, Luke and I, it's tight for us to do this. It's very, you know, it feeds our families, but it's you know, we've got a lot of faith that we're in the right place where we're supposed to be. So we know that, hopefully the endorsements, the things like that will follow. Our numbers have been really good and we're just told right now, have patience. This is a multi-year deal. So we're just kind of walking in faith right now.
So that's really interesting, though, because I think that there is that idea of TV and reality, right? Mm-hmm. And actual reality in the sense of, like you said, if you're on TV, you must be rolling in the money.
The network
must be paying for everything.
It's so funny. False. People feel like HGTV is paying for the renovations, and that's just not the case. Yeah. I mean, they're following our business. It's really that simple. Mm-hmm. And so the problem is that, especially with myself, and Clint can tell you, and you've probably seen it on the show, is, you know, this is our one opportunity to really go for it. It's like we're on national television. We know we want to do a great job. We want to actually, you know, put – well, when I say we, I usually want to put more into the house than maybe is necessary, because when else are you going to have time to do this?
And, so
but sometimes
more,
it doesn't make sense.
So do you put more pressure on yourself now that you're on it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a tug of war. You know, you have to – there's only so much – there's the line of, okay, if we spend this much and we don't get it back, that cuts into, you know, our all. We've got 10 children between the two of us.
Okay,
we
I'm one of 10
we don't want
kids.
Someone
I know
to
what
not
that's
eat.
Like. Right. Yeah.
Or will this house even appraise? And so it's one of those things where, you know, it's a catch-22, because at the end of the day, we're building our brand beyond just here in Boise, but also, you know, like Clint was talking about, for endorsement deals and different things with the network and whatnot. And so it's always a bigger picture, and it's like a small business that we're doing at a national stage.
Will you look at expanding outside of Boise with your business?
I don't think we are right now. All we're doing, we just want to be as good as we can possibly be in the footprint that we've got right now, and, you know, maximize that.
And this is our community. I mean, we really are invested in this community and want to do our best to make amazing homes out of some of these houses that have really just been run down.
I know. When I was watching the one episode where you opened up the cabinet and there were, it was the kitchen, under the kitchen sink.
That's tonight's episode. You talking about with the plant?
Yeah, with the plant?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that preview.
Tomorrow night's episode. Yeah.
How do you decide that's a good idea? I mean, what makes you think, you know what? Plants are supposed to be on the outside of the house, not growing on the inside.
Well, that's an example of a house that really needs us.
And they were everywhere, literally, like in between every single wall in that house.
Oh, seriously, that was the least of it. When we pulled open the wall in the basement, the vines were packed so tight, it was you couldn't even squeeze them.
It was like insulation.
Yeah.
Plant insulation.
Oh, see, keeping it nice and warm.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you, so when you go through, I mean, you buy the house, as you said, I mean, you guys take on the financial risk.
Yep.
Do you often have the home sold before it is finished, or does it then
more and more often? But when, you know, when no one knew, it was a little, you know, we had to list just like everyone else and wait for a buyer. But yeah, we have folks now who are, in fact, we have a lot of folks who say, hey, I've got clients, they're coming from here, or they want to move from Eagle, or they're coming from California. Let me know when you have things come up. So that's a blessing.
We can pre-sell it, and then, you know, we don't have as much of the financial risk because we know what the end, you know, is going to be.
Well, what about all the design and, like, the staging?
That's
and all
Luke.
That?
He does every bit of it. He shops for it. He does every single bit of that. and thank you, because I don't want any part of that. I want to get the house done and then let him stage it.
But it is beautiful because you have to have an eye for that. And, I mean, so when people buy the home, too, do they ever say, hey, can I get everything in the house, too?
Yeah, occasionally that'll happen, and then there are other times when they won't get it and then call us later on and be like, hey, actually, I really do want that couch. I'm like, well, it's gone now.
Yeah, sorry. You had your chance.
No, it's a lot of fun. And yesterday, I spent 4 hours shopping. And the reality of it is that it's really – I enjoy it. It's a passion, and I love to actually put – you know, our own stamp on these homes instead of just hiring a staging company, because it's a blast and it makes something special.
I think a lot of this too came from Luke's past. You know, he was traveled the world as a worship leader and saw a lot of different cultures, a lot of different things, mm-hmm. things he liked. And it's cool because you see a lot of that combined in house, things you wouldn't expect.
But you also always make sure there's something Idaho in every home, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So how in the world did this happen? And how did you go knocking to HGTV?
No.
Did they come knocking to you? How did this work?
Well, Luke's really good on social media. And he was popping up pictures of what he and I were doing. And then the phone starts ringing, like, from several different production companies.
Really?
It was kind of weird, actually. We found out later on, they reach out to thousands of people. So it's not actually a big deal to get reached out to. But what they'd actually been
looking
for...
Well, they've never reached out to me. So I'll just... It is a big deal.
Well, people who are renovating houses. Yeah. You know, they're looking for the next duo or whatever.
Okay.
Come to find out, they were looking for an odd couple that wasn't married. And they actually been looking for a show in the Northwest. We're the only show that we know of right now in the entire Northwest HGTV.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of all, you know, it's crazy. Like Clint was saying, that we feel like it all just happened for a reason. And we both kind of look at each other and be like, this is what a weird turn this has taken in our lives. But we're grateful for it. And we're really enjoying the journey.
I was going to say, best part.
The best part?
Yeah.
Well, ask me that in a month when we're done doing these houses. The best part is, you know, honestly, the best part's the look on the folks' faces who either buy the house or, you know, whose house we're renovating. And, you know, this season there were a few people that we actually decided to take on their house because it was such a cool house that we renovated for them. But I think the best part is just getting that look of wow. Of satisfaction at the end because it's not staged. These are real people and they walk in and we in our contract with them, they cannot walk in the house from the time we start to the time it's done. So when they walk in, that's a real response. And I love that part.
Yeah. And I think more than anything, I mean, I love being able to have a small business with Clint that, you know, we're passionate about, something that we enjoy. We're able to provide for our families and make something better in our community. Mm-hmm. And so all those things coming together and the fact that it's just fun. I mean, we really do have a lot of fun together. It's not it is, you know, intense and there's deadlines and a lot of money involved and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're really enjoying this. It's a great opportunity. We don't know how long it will last and we're just trying to really enjoy it.
And it's really great to see not just you guys, but your wives, your families, I mean, your kids and your kiddos getting involved. And Clint, I have a almost 11-year-old and a 7-year-old boys. So I love
send them
to
over.
See, you know what? I will. But I love
we might
to
not
see,
break the child labor laws, but maybe we could bend them.
You know what? They can volunteer.
That's right.
But to see the interaction and your boys in particular, when they're rolling their eyes and I mean,
that's Reelsville.
Yeah. Right. Right. But it's great to see that aspect of it, too, and bringing that component, I think, into your show.
Well, good.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we enjoy it. And what else could we be doing where we're actually doing it together with our families, making a living for our families, and making the place better? So, you know, I think it checks all our boxes.
You know, my dad had a saying, do what you love and the money will come.
It's true.
Right?
Well, we love it. Hopefully the money will
come. Hopefully the money will come. Yeah. My guest today, Clint Robertson and Luke Caldwell, better known as the Boise Boys. Thanks again.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.